This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico oil and gas regulators have revised state rules to make it unlawful for drillers to spill liquid waste. The Oil Conservation Commission adopted the changes today, a day after hearing testimony from environmentalists, industry representatives, and residents. The changes stem from a joint proposal by the state's energy agency and the environmental group Wild Earth Guardians. Before now, New Mexico, one of the top producing states in the U.S., did not have a rule barring operators from spilling oil and other byproducts from hydraulic fracturing. Instead, companies had to report the spill and then work with the state to clean it up. Industry representatives told the commission that leeway should be given to operators who sustain spills because of weather events, vandalism, equipment breakdowns, and other things beyond their control. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported critics argued that the previous rules were inadequate and relied on an honor system that not all operators adhered to. Environmentalists during the hearing pointed to state data that showed there were roughly 12,000 spills and releases between 2010 and 2020. Daniel Timmons of Wild Earth Guardians said that the changes will provide incentive for companies to prevent spills from happening in the first place. A key reservoir on the Colorado River is shrinking to record low levels, prompting concerns throughout the drought-stricken U.S. West about future water supply. The dropping surface elevation of Lake Mead along the Arizona-Nevada state line dipped to a historic low last night, surpassing 2016. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the lake level is projected to continue falling until November, affecting recreation and hydropower efficiency. Already, water users in Arizona and Nevada are preparing to get less water in 2022 from the Colorado River. The river supplies 40 million people in Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, as well as a $5 billion a year agriculture industry. For decades, Native American artists have sold their jewelry and art under the portal of the Palace of the Governors right off Santa Fe Plaza. That space has been empty for the past year due to COVID, but this week, the first Native vendors will be coming back. Yasmin Khan has more.
Native American artists will return to the portal of Santa Fe Plaza on Friday to sell their wares, according to Billy Garrett, executive director of the New Mexico History Museum.
It's a longstanding tradition for the museum, and of course, it's a sort of iconic activity within Santa Fe. So we're just really pleased that we're going to be able to reopen. It's going to be a little different, but it's going to be really wonderful.
The pandemic forced artists to leave the plaza in March 2020, and COVID hit Native artists and communities disproportionately hard. Reopening is accompanied by COVID-safe protocols, including mask requirements for all vendors and for customers who have not been vaccinated. Vendors will have 6 feet of space between them, which means around 51 will be able to participate on any given day, less than the usual 68 or 69 vendors. Garrett said he's aiming to expand to at least 60 vendors if space allows. With these new spacing requirements, vendors will spread out well beyond the portal, including on Washington and Lincoln Avenues.
As much as possible, we'd like for the pedestrian traffic to be one way, and that will cut down on the number of sort of face-to-face interactions under the portal. It can get very congested under there. So if the public can help us out by going one way, that just makes it safer for everybody.
Artists will be chosen through a lottery system, which is used even during normal operations. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
New Mexico's top information technology official says a new $100 million state account for expanding access to high-speed internet is just a start, and that investments of $1 billion are likely needed to modernize infrastructure. In a presentation to legislators today, Information Technology Secretary John Salazar said that international consultant Deloitte is helping the state anticipate opportunities for federal grants to improve internet access and data transfer rates. A nationwide search is underway for an administrator to guide New Mexico's expansion of high-speed internet. Salazar said the consultant also is looking at internet infrastructure programs in 7 comparable states, including Colorado, Minnesota, and Montana, for effective solutions. This is KUNM.